Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
There. It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And here we are. Steven Gostkowski trots out of the field. He can erase the nightmare of a game that it is for him with four missed kicks by just hitting this one. A chippy from 25. On the way. And splits the uprights like he's been doing it all night.
Love to see it, though. Love to see it.
16-14, Tennessee.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Freddie T. Woo! We see the opens for all the shows. Hello there, Matt.
Good. Let's get to the takes. Zoe, what's up?
How you doing?
How you doing? You watched the game last night? How's your boy Gostkowski doing?
Oh, man. I fell asleep during it, too. And you wake up. He misses one. He wake up. Oh, God. He's missing another one. Thank God he got
that
one.
Wonder if you're watching
again.
The highlights again or what is this?
I didn't know what the hell was going on. Because, like, I watched all the Pittsburgh game. And, you know, Steelers, boy, can they freaking can pick receivers, huh? I mean, pisses you off. And then you see Darius Slayton. And, Jesus, that kid was a fifth rounder. That kid can play. And Jones made some good throws in that game. But, boy, yeah, Gostkowski got what he wanted. Got the team he wanted to go to post-Patriot playing career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And almost got his escorted out.
Is he still going to be
– hello?
Is he still going to be employed there come today?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know how kickers are in this
well, I mean,
league.
Hey.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
I think guys
all temporary.
Guys are going to get a little bit of leeway here because you haven't had preseason, right? You haven't had game conditions. You just got there. And you remember Vinatieri when he missed all those kicks out west? Was that at the Raiders or Rams?
It was early in the year.
Or somewhere, yeah. And everybody thought, boy, he's going to retire tomorrow.
But Gostkowski left 10 points on the board in that game. He missed three field goals and an extra point.
Sometimes you miss, sometimes you have it, sometimes you
don't. I like how it's played up. I even talking to T-Bone off the air this morning, he's like, well, he did win him the game. I'm like, no, he didn't. He didn't win them the game. That's not winning the game when you miss 10 points and then you're put in a position late and you actually make one. You didn't win the game.
Tomato, tomato.
You made it a game, period.
Yeah.
Okay, so it begs a question. It does. Of all the former Patriots this weekend that we kept an eye on, I don't think Jamie Collins would have been on this list, but then he stuck his helmet into a ref who then had a little bit of an overreaction and threw him out of the game.
I blame the ref for that.
Here's what happened to, I would say, and I want to add a fifth one in this list. There was Craig Claude, and he had a tweet with four names. I want to add a fifth name in there. Who had the worst weekend of former Patriots week one? This is a total bleh Patriot fan thing. I admit it.
Well,
Belger Maz, so get ready for that.
Based on opportunities and you taking the field, it's Gostkowski.
But Bill Belichick has a – well, no.
No.
No. Hold it for a second, would you?
I thought you just asked him, and he answered.
I want to give the setup first.
Oh, go ahead.
All right. Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
Jamie Collins.
Yep.
Steven Gostkowski.
Yep.
Or Kyle Van Noy.
Okay.
There's five guys that you can look at and say, Belichick wins again. knowing that leaves hurts them, right?
Yes.
At least for this week, you can. Yes. Through 1 week, that's pretty much what it is.
I think there's two answers here.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, I think the obvious one is based on limited opportunities and for you to take the field, how much each time you step on the field, and the amount of misses you have during that time, it's Gostkowski. That's the easy answer. But if you're asking Coach Belichick,
yeah,
or anybody related to that staff that made decisions to move on from these players, uh-huh, it's Brady. Because everybody talked about that game. Everybody wanted to see Brady in that uniform. Everybody wanted to see the impact.
So you're talking about expectations matter, too.
And yes, and coming out of the gate, like...
100% correct.
Yeah.
Look, if you're talking about performance, you could make the case for Stephen Gostkowski, but you know what?
From an on-the-field performance, it's Gostkowski.
Right. He hit the last one, that Beetle. I know you don't want to believe it. It was the game winner.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't win then the game...
It.
But he ended up putting the last points on the board that won the game. And a lot gets erased from that. It was a terrible performance for him. But what were the expectations? The guy had hip surgery. Yeah, he was done. He was all done.
There's a scoreboard.
He just got signed.
There's a scoreboard. I mean, it says Brady and back in Belichick. It doesn't say Belichick and Gronkowski, Belichick and Gustav. It's Brady and Belichick. Belichick 1, Brady 0.
So I almost think we should have a rating system for this. We should rank them 1 through 5.
Oh, we could do that.
We'll pick the worst and then rank them. And I think at the top of the list.
Okay, so but before we do
okay, I'm now.
That, don't answer!
Now
don't
holding.
Answer!
I'm holding!
Here's what we do.
Okay, what do we do?
You give them a score 1 through 10 of what expectations.
Oh, wait.
Listen to me. You're going to love this, though.
It sounds like math. I was told there would be no math.
Very little math. We're going to give them a score of, say, 1 to 10 for expectations, and then 1 to 10 for bad performance, 10 being the worst performance.
So is the first number of... This is getting confusing.
It's not the worst performance, but 10's also best expectations.
Is the expectation... a rating of performance versus expectation or just expectation?
There's two scores for each player. So for Brady.
And then you add them together, and multiply that, by two.
Divide by six.
No, there's
it's
no
cumulative.
Divide. Okay, so for Brady.
I'm so confused.
The expectations were a 10, right?
Yes. Brady was the highest rating.
His performance, I would say, was about a
seven.
Six.
Six
so,
or seven.
So that's
okay.
A difference of four.
No, so. No. So his total
so
is...
he's a minus.
So his
so
total...
Right now he's ranked first.
Shut
his
up.
Total is 16.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
So there we go. This is how we're going to do it.
Okay.
Wait, but you're adding two numbers together where the first number is better. It's better if the number's high.
That's...
And the second number is better if it's... If
high.
It's low.
Hi.
It doesn't make sense, Artie.
You have to flip the second one. The bad performance is the second number. All right? So, Brady.
So, 1 through 10, how bad was it with 10 being the worst?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Now you've nailed it.
I can't believe you just did this.
Next time, we'll do this before the show.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But here's what we're going to do. Brady, expectations were a 10. His performance.
6.
1 being awesome, 10 being the worst.
5.
5. It was 5.
Yeah.
So Brady's score is a 15.
You know what I think about Brady?
What are we going to do the other players now?
We're getting there. We're getting there. We're going to talk about some of the individuals.
I love my system.
Yeah,
I'm so
great.
Happy with my system.
You should trademark it. Brady's day. When you look at Brady's day, we think about it from the New England perspective and Brady moving on and is Brady the same guy? If you're a Tampa Bay Bucs fan, and I'm sorry if you are, if that's the team you've been stuck with in this life of yours.
Yeah.
But if you were watching your team a year ago and you watched Jameis Winston be the team's quarterback,
yep,
and then you watch Sunday's game with Tom Brady against the
Saints,
you're
hanging on plays more with this one.
I would just say that is there anything that Tom Brady did on Sunday that Jameis Winston could not have done? Brady made some nice throws, handful of great throws, nice throws.
Yeah.
It's that first
drive. Winston could do that.
No,
he can make 4 good throws a game.
But it's that first drive. You know, that's the thing that Brady does. That's the thing that Brady and the Patriots have done
come
for
on
years.
Humming.
And it
come
drove
on
me nuts.
Yep.
You go out there, 10, 11, 12 plays. You set the world on fire. You look like it's going to be 43-0.
Call
and
your
then
number. Your
and
sneak.
Then nothing. And I have yet to get a suitable explanation from you, Zoe, or anyone else why they can't orchestrate more. And actually, you have explained it, I think, pretty well. You say, no, defenses make adjustments. You come out there and you've got your script, you know, for your opening drive. And it looks so good. And this is what you've been working on. And you go out and do that. After that, the defenses adjust a little bit. So, you know, for Brady, he kind of looked like Brady. That opening drive, that was like, oh, well, I guess it's just picking up where he left off. But in more ways than one. Oh, that whole opening drive thing went straight from Foxborough down to Tampa, or in this case, New Orleans for that game. And then after that, it kind of peters. It fizzles out a little bit.
If we're going to include the expectations, I don't know how Brady could not be at the top of the list.
Well, for the scoring system, we don't
know.
I'm
not including a scoring system. I'm saying based on what you expected Brady to be and what he was.
That's it.
You're not tuned into any other game to watch any of those other players once they left here. Everybody was rushing home to watch Tom Brady. After that Patriots game, you were flipping to Fox to tune into Brady.
And it's, look,
and the numbers show it.
It's a little bit our fault. It's definitely the fault of the national media, and it's a lot of Tom Brady's fault. Did he do anything to hype up his move down to Tampa?
Oh, just a wee bit.
And you know what? The coach's reaction after the game, too, as to how poorly he played, I think accelerated, maybe it raised our number for how poor Brady played. Because let's not forget, he threw two touchdowns, ran for one, still threw for what? He was, what, 23 or 36 for 250 and change? Counted for three scores? That's still pretty good numbers for a quarter. Like, if we look at Ryan Tannehill's numbers, like, oh, he had a decent day. Oh, but forgot he threw that pick six, had that intentional grounding, you know, had that other awful interception of Mike, which now is Mike's fault, not Brady's. But the coach really going at him sort of really, you know, downplays the good that happened in that game for him.
Okay, the other four guys, we'll get to them. Gronkowski, Collins, Gostkowski, and Kyle Van Noy, too. We mentioned him briefly yesterday. We'll get to all of this. Coming up with your calls, which former Patriot had the worst week one? All of them had bad weeks in different ways. We'll continue with that conversation with you on Zolak and Bertrand coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports. Greenfield.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Jamie Collins still pleading his case. And it's going to go against the Lions. You're watching what happened after the play here.
Oh!
And Jamie Collins came in, trying to plead his case to the referee, Alex Kemp.
But you can't make contact.
Put his head down and made contact with the referee's chest.
You can't do it. He's out.
That's an automatic.
That's normally an automatic ejection, man.
There's Alex Kemp, our referee.
After the play was over, unsportsmanlike conduct, defense number 58. That player has been disqualified from the game.
It's automatic.
15-yard penalty. It'll be a first down for the Bears.
It's automatic, Dan. You can't.
You're a veteran of this league.
Absolutely.
And you make contact with an official with your helmet.
And Jamie knows that, too.
That's Jamie Collins getting ejected on Sunday for the Lions. Do you know where I'm putting Jamie Collins on the list? Dead last. You get thrown out of a game, you get thrown out of a game. I don't think that necessarily means you played poorly. It means you made a mistake. I think Jamie Collins can still play.
I'm with you on that, because I put a lot of that on that ref. I let that ref ham that up, too, the bump. Like, oh, it looked like Marcus Smart out there. Yeah,
Kyle
put that on a ref. Put that on a ref.
I don't put it on the ref. I put it on Jamie Collins.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Stay the hell away from the ref. You couldn't have done that from another 3-4 feet away from him. You could have shown him what you were trying to show him, which, by the way, is not going to change the call. Sorry. That's not going to work. When does that ever work in the NFL?
Sorry.
When does it work?
Sorry.
When does it work?
Never.
When you argue with refs?
Never.
Oh, let's have an argument with the ref in the NFL after the call has been made, after a flag has been thrown. Has that ever worked from a player's perspective?
No. So you're grading his bad score very low.
Correct, because I think he can still play.
What were the Jamie Collins expectations on a scale of 1 to 10?
To be the same player he was a year ago. Which so is, I don't know what that number is.
I'd put that number at 7.
Seven. And his performance?
With the injection, it's a 4.
Seven.
Oh,
no, his,
oh, that's right.
His performance was not bad.
So that would be...
No, okay, it was a 6. What's that, give him a 13?
I don't think... No,
is he worse than Brady?
It gives him a 1.
No, I if he were... Hold on. Okay.
I can't believe you've done this to us.
His,
you completely...
His expectations were a 7.
Fouled up this topic.
His performance, if the worst is a 10, I'd put him like at a 2.
Okay, fine.
Yes, so his...
Fine.
So, I hold on. Jamie Collins is a 9.
Okay.
9.
We have a graphic now on our simulcast on NBC Sports Boston. Which expatriate had the worst weekend? It has hype numbers, disappointment numbers, and net ratings.
Right.
My favorite is Steven Goskowski's net rating of 8675309.
That's hold on.
Kyle Van Noy's net rating is purple. Great job, Josh. Great job. I'm putting Jamie Collins last. I'm putting Tom Brady first on the list of having the worst weekend. And I'm putting Rob Gronkowski second. I did not have extremely high expectations for Gronk, but he doesn't look like he is an NFL player.
Yeah, I would say that the expectations shouldn't be as high as obviously Brady, but the disappointment should be higher. That makes any sense.
Yeah, so I would say his
disappointment should be a 7.
His expectations were about a 6, I would say.
6 yeah. And a 7 or 8 for disappointment.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah. He's right there with he's neck and neck with Brady.
What's your abacus show? About a 14, 15er?
I'm going to put Brady first, Gronkowski second. Kyle Van Noy will go third for me ahead of Goskowski because I'm cutting Steven Goskowski a break. Of coming off hip surgery, coming off a shortened offseason where
he
just got signed, a week ago?
Expectations were very low for Goskowski. Yeah,
he was lucky. He's pretty much lucky to have a gig.
For Kyle Van Noy, he got a massive free agent contract. He was a big signing in Miami.
He's a captain.
And reading from Ryan Smith, who works for Pro Football Focus, he had this tweet yesterday. Highest graded Dolphins defensive players from week one, minimum 20 snaps.
Oh, they're doing gradings.
They do their own. They have their own system.
Yeah, they come out of.
Maybe you can integrate it into yours.
They come out of the film room, Hardy. They go in the film room, break it down.
Christian Wilkins had an 80 rating. Bobby McCain had a 76.8 rating. And Kyle Van Noy was third highest graded on the Dolphins defense at 69.
69.
69 for Kyle Van Noy. And my favorite reply to his tweet yesterday was from someone named Lloyd. And Lloyd says,
Lloyd.
Van Noy was actually third best. Do you downgrade a guy for just standing in there watching and not selecting either player when they're running the option? Because he seemed to do that a lot. And then the next reply was from someone named Anthony who said, please explain Kyle Van Noy's rating. He looked lost. So those are Dolphins fans who are not pleased with the performance from Kyle Van Noy to start the year. And I think that, hey, it's game one. He might improve dramatically over the coming weeks in a new defense. Yep. But through 1 week, he did not look like the Kyle Van Noy we're used to watching.
He was stuck in the middle. You know, as I said, they had him outside. They had him inside. He moved around a little bit. And I just think he's a position-specific type guy where you put him as at will end. He's the drop guy or rush guy, depending on what the defensive call is. Give him an opportunity in a defense where you've got three or four other good guys up in that front, and he could go out and make plays. He can. He's just smart, smart veteran. When you're asking him to sort of play out of position a little bit, you're going to get him stuck in the middle to where, okay, I don't really understand what you want me to do here. We haven't had live tackling. We haven't had games. And I think, you know, a lot of these guys that change and go to new teams, and I believe that with Brady and him. I think they're going to be good on offense, you know, but I think it's going to take them three or four games to get that thing cranked up. You know, you need, and Arians with the, you know, same stuff. I mean, it's Tom Brady in practice. Yeah, you could have as many walkthroughs and it looks great in practice, but when the bullets are flying and it's 11 on 11 out there in real games, it's a little bit different. When you put people around the feet of a player. Yeah.
So here's my ranking. Feel free to give yours. I go Brady, Gronkowski, Van Noy, Goskowski, Jamie Collins, 1 through 5.
Yeah, I could almost even flip Collins and Gostowski
I like that. Yep. Worst weekend for former Patriots based on our calculus.
Yeah. Now, how does it look on the printout there? Can you check the printout and make sure my opinions match the math?
Brady's one. Hold on. Gronkowski's two. Mm-hmm. And then it's Van Noy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Gostkowski.
Well, that's a lot of printing paper.
Yeah.
You need a new roll in there? New rolls of tape?
Collins is last.
617-779-0985. Which Patriot had the worst weekend? And let's go to Jake, who's in Cranston. Hey, Jake.
Hey, guys. With all the questions around the kicking situation, what do you think about the idea of going for two every time? I feel like this year especially, our offense is designed for short yardage situations. If you convert 50% of your two-point conversions, that's 100% of your extra points. So what do you guys think about that idea?
No, let's get three or more rushes for Cam Newton every game. Absolutely.
I say no to that. I think early in the year, especially when the conditions are perfect.
Can you check his math on that, by the way, if you don't mind?
Yeah,
what was the math on that, 100 extra points?
Spot on. Yeah, I don't know how he nailed it, but he nailed it.
Yeah, there you go. Must be an engineer. No, not doing that. Not going for that.
Missouri high school football.
No,
we're never going to punt. We're never going to return a kick, and we're going to go for two after every touchdown.
I'm not into that. Nope, not doing that. Not going to do that whatsoever. Nah, not interested.
I mean, I understand where it's coming from, but who's gonna end up taking the ball on at least half of those 2-point conversions?
J.J. Taylor. No. Not J.J. Taylor?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's not a high success rate with those. Especially early in the year, you take the point. Take the single point. Should be an easy kick if you have a decent kicker. Half these teams are kicking in freaking domes. It's later in the year when the weather gets bad where maybe you would consider potentially going for it.
Can we at least say this, that maybe they will consider going for it more often as a result of having Cam Newton?
I don't think so.
No. That's
what you believe in.
We need to lighten his workload. We don't need to add to it.
I'm not saying all the time. I'm saying I don't know how many times they went for two last year.
I think you're 2.
And it's also situational, so the sheer number doesn't add up. But let's say, would they be more willing to go for two in a situation that doesn't?
You have more at your disposal.
Doesn't necessarily need to, you don't necessarily need to go for two, but it could help you later on in the game.
Yeah.
Let's not forget, I think the Patriots could be playing from behind more often this year than they did a year ago.
Sure. And maybe in some of your bigger games, you might do that to where, you know, we got to keep pace with a team like Kansas City, you know, where two scores, it'd be nice to have 16 instead of 14. Your 2-point play should be better because of the Cam option to run. Gives you a lot more to think about for a defense. As opposed to Brady being there, it's either direct snap to the back or you're going to run a pick play on the outside, right, with a receiver. It's got to be a bang-bang throw. So there's only so many things you can do, fade, pick play, or direct snap to the running back and a draw. You know, Cam now all of a sudden becomes a different runner. We can run an option. You know, we can run a bootleg. You can do some different things.
617-779-0985. We didn't even name all of the former Patriots this weekend. Ben Volen wrote about it, all the expatriates across the NFL. We'll tell you more about that, and more of your calls are coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports Hub.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Hey!
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
If you haven't downloaded the 98.5 Sports Hub app yet, what are you waiting for? Tap that app. Put it on your iPhone, your Android, whatever it is you're using, some sort of newfangled phone I haven't even heard of yet. Make sure you download it. Go to our website, 985thesportshub.com. That's the fastest way to get that link. Download the app and take us wherever you go. Thank you for streaming us. Plus, you get the unedited version when someone drops an F-bomb around here when you're streaming. And Tom's shaking his head. No. But.
Oh, yes.
That's true. It's true. Is it not?
Absolutely true.
It's 100% true.
It's true. Just don't do it.
Well, I mean, if it does happen, I'm not saying do it. I'm just saying it happens. That's all. And the stream is unedited, baby. All right. This is from Ben Volen. Trolling Volen. What do you call him? Mittens?
Mittens.
Don't you call him? Mittens.
Cankles.
Why do you call him Mittens? I ask you this every season.
Because it's it's like the chubby kid from Christmas Story comes out and get my mittens on.
He's not. Well, it's Randy.
Randy. He's Randy.
Who's not chubby, but he's in the big, you know, snowsuit.
He's in a snowsuit. That's all you see. Volen.
I can't put my arms
down. That's how you picture Volen. You picture Volen as Randy.
Sausage fingers. Oh yeah.
I don't really get it, but it's a good nickname.
It's a great nickname.
It is a great nickname.
It is either that or Cankles. I think Mittens is nicer. Because he doesn't have an ankle bone. Like, you look at it, like, the leg goes right into the
foot. No, I haven't checked out his legs, but odd. Maybe next time I bump into him, I'll ask him to take a look.
Goof on him for a birth defect. I mean, man's without ankle bones.
He's got thick legs. You know what I'm
saying? All right. Well, Volen writes this. Most of the expatriates scattered across the NFL came crashing down without that safety net on Sunday. The safety net of Bill Belichick, that is. As their new teams self-destructed in unpatriot-like fashion. They discovered that football games can be a lot harder to win when Belichick isn't the one pressing the buttons. These were sloppy losses. Those sloppy losses are where we begin his week one review. He talks about the Dolphins loss, the Buccaneers loss, saying Brady shouldered most of the blame with his two interceptions, but the Bucs were generally sloppy, committing 3 turnovers and 9 penalties for 103 yards. Oh, and then, of course, the 4th-and-2 jumping off. There's that. The Lions inexplicably blew a 17-point lead to the Bears, losing 27-23. The game felt like Super Bowl 51 with Matt Patricia, Trey Flowers, Daron Harmon, Jamie Collins, and Danny Amendola playing the role of the hapless Falcons. Oh, sorry, Hardy. Patricia made a big gaffe late in the fourth quarter, opting for a 55-yard field goal attempt instead of punting and playing for field position, which helped ignite the Bears' comeback. From there, Matthew Stafford took a bad sack, then he threw an interception. Rookie DeAndre Swift dropped what would have been the game-winning touchdown pass with 6 seconds left, and Chicago's Mitchell Trubisky, of all quarterbacks, led 3 fourth-quarter touchdown drives. He writes, Patricia squarely on the hot seat this year, was then asked about holding the team back in fourth quarters. We played this yesterday. I think it's worth revisiting today. Here's Matt Patricia on the fourth quarter.
Throughout really your tenure here, you've had fourth quarter leads and lost them. Is there something in your coaching that maybe isn't happening enough in the fourth quarter for you to close out games?
Yeah, I don't think so, Mike. I think I got probably one of the biggest plays in the fourth quarter in the history of the NFL where I think I did a pretty good job.
I was thinking about this after we talked about it yesterday. And you know what? All I could think about was if Bill Belichick saw that clip yesterday or heard it, what would Bill tell Matt Patricia about what he had said? Or let's do it this way. If that same question had been asked to Bill Belichick in that same situation, what would Bill have said?
I would go back to the 3 games to glory where Bill's, you know, staring at Pete. And I think the assistants are, what do you want to do here, Bill? You want a timeout? No, wait. I'm watching Pete. I'm going to let Pete panic here. And it was like Ernie that drew up the play for practice, right, that they kept showing the Butler where he made the mistake running around instead of jamming the foot and going. And it was Patricia, I thought, on the sideline, mic'd up saying, what do we want to do here, Bill? And it was Malcolm, go. Wasn't it Flores that said Malcolm go?
It was.
Yeah.
But Bill wouldn't say all that.
Bill directs.
I want to do what Bill would say, okay. Which is, players got to play better. Coaches got to play good to coach better. You know, we all have to do a better job.
Here's what Bill would say. We're just getting ready for the Packers.
I don't think he would. Like, after a game, he gives this answer about, yeah, absolutely, coach has got to coach better. I got to do a better job.
You have a history fourth quarter meltdowns. Yeah, you're right. It's like, look.
Patricia can't help himself in the question.
Would Bill Belichick ever offer an answer like that?
No.
He would say
it. Maybe, you know what, though? Maybe he did in Cleveland. I don't know. That's a long time ago.
I know, but I'm with you, Beadle. I think he would say something to the effect of, oh, we got to play better in the fourth quarter. We got to play better in the third quarter. We got to play better in the first
half. Okay, so I see what you're asking now. I thought you meant what would Bill be thinking if he heard this about Patricia.
No, I'm saying, would he ever in his life give that answer?
No. But you understand what I said.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah, but like Bill's like, wow, you're really taking credit for that?
And for that scene, I know what you mean.
You see what
now
I'm saying?
I know what you're describing.
Because everything was coming down the sideline. They're looking at Bill what to do.
You're saying
Bill's
in
like,
private.
No timeout.
In private, I mean, what's he saying to himself?
They made such a big deal about Ernie drawing it up.
What are you talking about, Patricia? You didn't call
Patricia asking him, what do you want to do here, Bill? Flores yelled, Malcolm, go.
They were yelling three quarters, were they not? Isn't that what they were saying?
Yeah.
They were yelling that. And there was another coach on the sideline, I think.
Goal line was going to force them to throw. Right. Goal line with two corners. Yeah. Yep.
Good pull on that, Tom. Nice.
Yeah. Flores yells, Malcolm, go. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Who do you think was making the call there?
Bill.
Okay.
That's my point. That's what I thought.
Yeah, no. I know what you mean.
I understand what you're saying. Bill's ever fronted that
question. What Bill's saying privately to himself as he hears it is a different thing. And the other question would be, if you're a Lions fan, like Hardy, do you believe in Matt Patricia as being the guy who is behind that, what you're talking about, so?
No, I believe it's Belichick. No.
Right. Do the people of Detroit look at Matt Patricia and say, well, yeah, he was the mastermind behind that page.
Well, people in Detroit don't care.
If you believe
that, they don't care what happened in the Super Bowl so many years ago now.
If you believe that,
they don't care. Can we make the playoffs this year? That's what the people in Detroit think.
No, I get that, but in terms of their view of the head coach, do they look at him as a guy who's got a track record and they believe in his track record? When he was hired, go back to when he was hired.
Well, if
do
you
the
believe
people
that,
of Detroit say, oh, good, you know, this guy was the guy who put that built that Patriots team.
Well,
no. might as well be. Hey. It could have been anybody. It just happened to be
Matt Patricia. If you're a Detroit fan and you think that that's the case, that this guy actually made that call, Malcolm, there, then you got to be the same Detroit fan that doesn't believe in Matt Patricia, because that guy should have went to Bill at halftime of that Eagles Super Bowl and said, I can't call defenses with Jordan Richards out there. You got to let me play Malcolm here.
And let me give you one more. Let me give you one more in addition to Matt Patricia. How do you think Joe Judge did coaching the Giants last night?
I don't know. All they did was talk about Jason Garrett. It's like, hey, Judge is the head coach, ESPN, not Garrett. Maybe you should have shown him a little more. I don't know. It's a good Steeler team. Steelers defense is better than people give it credit for. That front seven's pretty damn good. I thought Jones made some good throws early in that game. You could see Saquon running it pretty damn good, but defensively, they got to be better. Giants got to be better, and that's going to be their flaw this year. But that's a division they could win. Look at the Cowboys. Cowboys laid an egg the other night. Lost two key players. Eagles are down this year. A Redskins a good team? Joe Judge should be licking his chops right now to do something in that division. He should be competitive in every division.
I just think the draw.
The whole division sucks.
I mean, it's hard. Like, what is Joe Judge? Is he an offensive coach? Is he a defensive coach? What is he? What do you consider him?
I would consider him more defensive.
Okay. Well, then letting Ben Roethlisberger go 80 yards down the field and score with 7 seconds left in the first half is not good.
That was atrocious.
Okay. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't think anyone expected the Giants to win the game last night. But there were some sloppy mistakes in there that you look at and say, oh, okay, who knows if he's any good. Here's what I'm arriving at. Bill Belichick had a hell of a weekend. Bill Belichick comes up looking great after this weekend, like he always does. I mean, let's be honest. I'm talking about Bill.
It's true. I mean, Judge lost. Flores lost.
Patricia loses in dramatic fashion. Joe Judge loses. Former players having horrible weekends left and right.
Trust in Bill.
In Bill we trust.
Bill we trust.
That's what we get. Is Corporate Louth in the building?
He's here.
He is here. He's not on the show
today.
He's back
here counting his money.
But he's here. We have a final unboxing to get to.
Okay.
We have some packages from last week. We wanted to get those opened.
And this is it.
And this is the final one.
Okay.
Okay. We'll do that coming up next.
All right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Pete. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
You know what they say?
What?
Good things come in small packages.
An autographed game puck signed by number 16, Marco Sturm.
It's a good quality item.
Kane's mayonnaise.
The Jim Corsi gum.
When I want something, I get it.
Framed photo of number 35, Manny Fernandez.
Yes, sir. Top of the line.
We got a mother load here.
Like, that's the size of a box you put an animal in.
Yeah, I'm going to pop some tax. I got $50 in my pocket.
Final time. We are unboxing for Jim Louth, his office. Everyone sent in great items over the last month plus.
Sure have.
Filled up Jim's office. It's looking very full.
It's made him cocky.
The 36 shelves are full of stuff. Jim's in the room with Hardy over there. Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, electric.
Electric.
Yeah, that's why I set out these things. Yeah.
Who wants to go first? You want? First of all, T-Bone? A little something?
Little wagon wheel. Gonna eat some beer and corn.
I've got one for you.
And have a barbecue.
I'll go ahead. Beetle, Hardy, and Zoe, I listen to your show every day.
Thank you.
Thanks for all that you do.
Thank
Keep
you,
up
Gordy.
The great work. Thank God it's football season. Okay. Yeah, football. Sorry, Zoe, no animals. It's from Bob the Mailman, and this is for Jim Louth. It's a couple of baseballs, but it's going to help complete the Red Sox 1990s Burger King baseball
nice.
Collection.
Excellent.
He has sent us the ones we were missing.
Beers and watermelon.
Jose Canseco. The Jose Ooh. Canseco ball. And the centerpiece, the Red Sox team ball.
Mm.
So we now have the full five baseball collection.
Excellent.
With Greenwell, Clemens, Vaughn, Canseco, and the team ball.
All right.
We are.
That's awesome.
There you go.
Team ball, different color, huh?
Yeah, it's different. It's the ball, though. Got the Burger King logo on it and everything.
I like it.
I like this because this is directly...
Thank you, Bob.
This box was sent directly to me. It's nothing to do with Jim and his unboxing. This is actually from the D's Nuts Company in Fredericksburg, Virginia, addressed to Scott Zolak.
I don't think it's D's Nuts. I want to read it. Read it again.
D's Nuts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the D's Nuts people.
I think it said, hold my nuts on the package.
Yeah. Oh. No, it said, try my nuts.
Try my nuts.
Try my nuts.
Trymynuts.com.
Hold your own nuts. I'll try your nuts, though. I'll especially try these nuts. It has the banana pudding
brand. Does it have the pickle ones in there again?
Dill pickle?
Yes.
Yep.
Those are the ones.
How about Cool Ranch and Sriracha right here. And then maybe my favorite, sweet southern barbecue.
Okay, barbecue nuts.
And they also sent some meat popsicles. Put these in a freezer
but
suck on them.
Tell people what those
are.
Oh, wait.
These are different types of jerkies. Beef jerky.
None of this is for the shelf.
Yeah. Give me the animals.
Buffalo Bob. So buffalo beef jerky.
Okay.
Spicy buffalo.
Yep. Right.
More of those.
I saw gators.
Oh, I disagree, Hardy. When those are empty, I'm putting them on the shelf.
Kangaroo jerky.
Wild boar. Alligator.
Alligator jerky.
Elk.
Weird.
I said kangaroo. Camel. I'm going to take that out of his toe. About a beef and ostrich.
Forced. Terrible joke.
Got a moose knuckle jerky in there?
Nope, we got venison. More alligator and beef and buffalo. Thank you very much. That's excellent, excellent for us. Goes right up our alley.
Mm. Hardy's unboxing like crazy.
There is so much bubble wrap in that package.
All right, hello. Yeah. In longhand, in cursive, the boat on this glass is our friends. We thought it would make a wonderful and unique addition to the show. Sea Lark was built in 1941 by Webster Eldridge, prominent fishing boat builder. designed for recreational since 1990. She has enjoyed three generations of Crowley and Nigel's. She's been in Bar Harbor, Lake Champlain, Thousand Island, Chesapeake Bay. Sea Lock is currently moored in the Mystic River and very much in use. The O'Briens are from New Boston, New Hampshire, huge fans of the show, but not so much of Cane's Mayo. So this is a Sea Lark glass because that's a boat, and then a shirt from the Sea Lark.
Nice. What size?
What size?
I'm going to say large just from looking at it. It is a large.
Not going to fit.
Give it a B-Rob. He'll wear it. B-Rob?
I can wear a large.
Tom can squeeze into that.
I'll wear it.
B-Rob, my kid.
B-Rob looks like a boater.
You know what?
Yeah.
We cleaned out our kid's closet. B-Rob, bring in some of his clothes. I think you could fit in him. He outgrew some stuff. Men's large now.
B-Rob, you ever been sailing? No? You look like you could be a sailor.
Like you sail?
Like
sail?
A little
out in the wind, in the water, in the waves?
Like a little dinghy?
Ahoy! You know?
Dr. Marvin! Dr. Leo Marvin!
A little dinghy or something? Yeah, no? Nice.
What's the daughter's name?
Okay.
All right, final day. Beetle finally brought his stuff in for his shelf.
What's it been?
Anna.
The Beetle shelf. Anna. This is the Beetle shelf.
Feels like a clean out here, though.
I'll move out of the way. Go ahead.
Get some 2011 Stanley Cup champion Bud Lights. Full.
Full.
Oh, that's good.
Beer intact. In case you get thirsty.
This alligator's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
We got a Drew Bledsoe. What's an action-packed Monday Night Football card?
Remember we were talking about these? The plaques.
Mm. Nice. That should fit.
Yeah. Nice. A lot of items in here that I don't... I feel like I failed 2018
banner. I'll hang that from the shelf.
There you go.
That's good. Zoe doesn't care. He's just...
eating jerky.
All about the jerky.
Mm-hmm. That's so good.
Brewski bobblehead.
Ooh.
Ooh, we might have to take the T-bone thing off the top of the shelf. I don't know. This isn't going to fit on the shelf.
Might have to break
it looks like T-bone.
Might and have to bork, break his head off.
It kind of does look like T-bone a little bit.
It looks like T-bone.
A little bit.
It's a T-bone bobblehead. We should paint it to be a good thing.
Put some sunglasses on it. It looks like Poncherella.
What do we got here? A magnet schedule?
Oh, those are always good.
Yeah, for the fridge.
2004 playoffs.
Here you go.
Every score of every game.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Zoe's enthralled.
It's just
here we go, Zoe.
Pounding jerky.
Marcus Camby. That's going to hang nice.
That's a banner. That's a banner right there.
Did they have to take this banner down too?
No. No,
that banner still stands?
All of the banners are still hanging, including our Final Four banner. Thank you very much. We never took any banners down.
Bumper stickers?
Oh, yeah, that's just to remind you.
Successful campaign?
That's just to remind you to, you know, where you are in the pecking order. I gave you a stack of Rick Radzik for program director.
Nice!
Stickers.
Indianapolis Super Bowl.
You were at that Super
Helmet.
Bowl.
I was at that Super
that's
Bowl.
That's why I thought you might like
they
that.
They lost.
Beetle doesn't want a winner.
You were there.
Beetle only takes winners.
You were there.
That was my first Super Bowl.
There you go. Nice way to remember that.
Excellent. Patriots mini helmet. Party.
Signed by Drew Bledsoe. Can go next to the Curtis Martin.
Ooh.
I might bump off the Adam Jones High School helmet off that shelf.
I think Zoe should sign the other side of that. Maybe have both quarterbacks.
Let me see that.
Which side would you
show? I'll tell you if Drew signed it or I signed
it. But just, you know.
Why don't you bring it in here? See if I signed that for Drew. Or Drew signed it.
Wait, one more thing. Is this the air conditioner hockey stick thing?
So this right here is a ultralight.
It's signed, though. Who's it signed by? We were trying to figure this out.
Oh, by my dad. It's a piece of
Tony Bertrand.
Yeah, I had him sign it the other day for you.
Let's say, HOF, number 6. I like it.
That piece of hockey stick, the shirt fits hardy, has been holding up, has been keeping windows secured for window air conditioning units for at least 30 years.
Oh, I see. So you can't open the window.
Yeah. So it keeps it tight on top of the...
Shove it in there.
Yeah, you wedge it at the top of the window.
Sosi might be able to... He has the window units
in
his house.
But that's a, like, vintage hockey stick that it's made of. Yeah. Christian Ultralight 7000 right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's autographed. It's autographed memorabilia right there.
That's
from
great.
Our house.
All right, Beetle shelf. I got to clear off a shelf for Beetle. Start reorganizing.
Nice.
Doesn't need its own shelf. Just jam it all in there.
Stick it in there.
Mini helmets.
Mini helmets are key for the shelves. Hardy, how's the shirt?
It's nice. I feel like a sailor. Isn't this a breakthrough now that I sail?
You need white shorts.
I just let the boat do the work. That's my secret.
Yeah. Do you like corn?
Pilot high and deep, please.
We got to thank everybody for everything they sent in over. I mean, it's become a spectacle. Every time somebody walks by the office, they stop and they look and they're like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
So you can spend a half hour in there just looking at all the items on the shelves.
It's actually great. The power of the show.
Great idea by Beadle and Hardy when they walked in that day, and it, and the listeners, unbelievable.
How did Hardy get any credit for that, I wonder?
You guys I thought it was Hardy's.
Check the tape.
Hardy's the one that came up with this.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's what I was told.
You guys, listen, you guys were on your carpool together that day, and you came in together, walked in together, walked in the office together, and said, we need stuff on the shelves.
We're on the same wavelength here.
Who? Ooh.
You two.
We share a brain.
Well, we do share a brain.
So you both thought of it.
At the same time.
We are best friends.
A lot of ESP going on there.
Thank you, Gordy.
Thank you, Gordy.
Belichick, it's, Cam, Beetle,
it's
Hardy.
It's been fun, but it was duos. Only possible with everyone who took the time and spent the money to send us things. Appreciate that. It's been fun.
People are good. Still wanted the dead animal. They can get it. Thank God.
You did. You just ate it.
Oh, yeah, we did.
You did get an animal.
Alligator's good, man. You try it.
I'm going to pass on the alligator.
What do you want, elk?
Jim, you got to post an updated photo, too, today of the shelves with all of its stuff.
I will, definitely.
All right, very good.
I'm going to stack these nuts on your fridge.
On top, so if anybody wants them, they can eat them.
All right, we're going to go to headlines with Hardy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.